This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Yeah, just read a quick little thing on Paul Goldschmidt. He is a strong Christian, and he credits his faith with his part of his success. Somebody texted and said Goldschmidt is Jewish.
I was going to clarify that. Seriously, I think it's actually on the Wikipedia that says, despite many people's assumptions, he is not, in fact, Jewish.
All right, a couple of quick business items before we continue with this program. Hollywood Casinos, our title sponsor. You want to watch the draft? How about watching it at 99 Hops House? You want to watch the Blues at 8:30, 8:45? That's the place to watch it. Great appetizers, 99 different beers to choose from, and some terrific, I mean some terrific people watching out there at Hollywood Casino. Boy, is that fun to hang out. And also Dr. Michael Jones, he is the official eye surgeon for this program. He can get those eyes fixed, and he can take great care of you. Nobody is a better eye surgeon than Dr. Michael Jones, and I encourage you to go to 855-260-EYES on your phone, 855-260-EYES. Tell them I sent you. He practices on both sides of the river. He's with Quantum Vision Centers. The LASIK is what he does better than anybody in St. Louis. And Brian, the Cardinals, what do we have going on with them?
Well, Frank, next weekend, or actually not rather next weekend, a couple weeks they host the Pittsburgh Pirates, what could very well be a big three-game set down at Busch Stadium. There will be some great giveaways that weekend. That is from the 10th through the 12th. Including the Melina Clemente double bobblehead, a mystery performance t-shirt, and a Cardinals crossbody bag. Go to cardinals.com/promotions to get your tickets and look at the list moving forward today.
Is it time for a mea culpa? Now, I'll say yes for me.
Oh, no.
Maybe the whole city? Christian Yelich went 0-7 in the series. And we were saying the other day, how many homers are going to hit? What's the over-under? Which Charlie last night said, dude, we really should have set it at half. That would have been a great over-under. But how much better was yesterday's game? Even though Andrew Miller is still making you a little crazy right now, walks in a run. But how great was that on a soggy day at Busch that the last out is, of all people, it's Yelich at the plate, Jordan Hicks on the mound. How great was that late drama there in a game that otherwise was kind of in the Cardinals' control?
Because he came up, he could have. It was 5.
It was 5-2. So he was the go-ahead run. And at that point, I remember Shannon even said, uh-oh, Yelich is waiting. And then Andrew Miller walks in the run. You're still a little nervous about Miller. He'll have a good outing. You feel a little better about it. But I think he's still going to keep you nervous.
Tim Van Gelder texting in, how is Luke Voit doing? Another outfielder the Cardinals didn't have a spot for. Luke is doing quite well, averaging almost an RBI per game, 7 home runs already on the season. So he's terrific. He's just in the right spot. It may not have worked here. And you'd love to have that bat, but, you know, you have a fellow named Goldschmidt playing first base. And Luke is not an outfielder.
Right. Your list of regrets. And, again, you got a team that's leading the National League right now at 15-9, 10-3 at home. But we've mentioned it. You would, like, even tomorrow, you'd probably take Piscotty in right field. That's a guy that you shipped out. I think you'd take Pham over Bader in center tomorrow, wouldn't you? I mean, if it was available, wouldn't you do that? And those are guys that you had. Luke Voit, I'm not sure what the mix. We talk about Matt Adams whenever he would go on a homer binge. God bless Matt Adams. You're probably okay without him being on your roster. But I think Pham and Piscotty, even though this team is crushing it right now, you'd probably take both back, wouldn't you? Center and right field.
Oh, well, definitely Pham. And, yeah, Piscotty, too. What were Piscotty's numbers right now? I should know him off the top of my head since he's on our squad. But I'd look at fans.
You'd still be rotating.
294 average, 360 on base, 4 home runs, 14 runs.
Yeah,
batting.
And pretty solid. He's playing good defense too. So
I think he's about as predictable of a player as you'll get. Where, and I know home runs don't matter, but he probably ends up with 20-80, hits around 280 every year, if I had to guess.
Terry Black offering food, but we may not be in studio, so we're gonna have to keep in touch on that.
Stay tuned. Because we may be doing our big Monday report card, our draft breakdown. Frank and I always give out our grades for every team.
Hell yeah.
We'll probably be doing that on Monday.
What a joke that is, too, when they come out with these grades. Grade it like 3 or 4 years later and see how they turned out. I imagine when the Cardinals were drafting, or the Rams were drafting Brian Leonard. Oh, that's a good pick. That's a steal. That didn't work out.
That's why I hate the draft. I hate the lead up because no one knows what's going to happen, but they all put out all these mock drafts and they try to be predictive and they're all going to be wrong. Getting the players on after is fun because they get to talk about, you know, what it was like being drafted. But then the Monday and Tuesday after, they got a C+. I didn't like that linebacker pick in the sixth round. Like, you couldn't name where he went to college. Don't tell me that it was a good or bad pick.
So Tuna and Strick getting into a little battle here on Twitter because or on text lines. We thought, since Charlie's allegedly pretty good friends with a pretty prominent sports agent, that maybe he could get that agent, Tom Condon, Drew Locke's agent, on the air. And then Charlie said he's too busy, but he's with me next week. And then Andy's response, meaning Tuna has no pull.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate to see those two fighting because they've been united on one thing, and that was the bet with Frank. And it seems on draft day now they're having a little anxiety maybe. These two are splitting at the seams.
I'll take Marco Gonzalez back. Brian, how about the stats of the former first-round draft choice, chosen by Dan Kantrovitz, by the way, the pride of John Burroughs, who's now with the Oakland A's.
The future Jamie Moyer. You got him a poor man's Jamie Moyer. Martin Forno, the 3-3-2.
I did Seattle radio, and they asked me
3-3-2
at the time what they were getting. And I said, kind of a poor man's Jamie Moyer. He's a crafty lefty, I think, of a nice long career. And then he started out terribly. And we were thinking they pulled that clip in Seattle. Hey, this boob in St. Louis. Like, I sold him some goods just like Mozeliak did. But he is really on a roll now.
Yep. Though he has a lot of hits allowed. He leads the American League in hits allowed, but he keeps the walks way down.
3.22.
3.32. Ooh, and boy. A whip of 1.263.
Wouldn't it be wild if a kid like that won 20 games? I mean, nobody wins 20 anymore, you know?
He's really smart. You can tell.
Yeah.
Like, he's crafty. He'd find a way to figure it out.
I think Kantrovitz went Waka and Gonzalez back to back in his short reign in running the draft here.
Yeah, the list of there's always going to be. It's never as long as former Blues players during the playoffs because you always see a guy popping up. Oh my gosh, what former Blues player is going to win the Cup this year? I think at this point, other than Backes in Boston, and he's not playing a ton. We might be in the clear because there's always a prominent former Blues player because Stastny is knocked out with Vegas. Oshie, even though he's injured, Caps went down last night. But they had the matchup, Carolina and Washington. How about two former Blues players as coaches? You had Rod Brind'Amour against Todd Reirden, both former Blues. And then you've got Jim Montgomery, a former Blues player, coaching for the Stars. But Cardinal former players, maybe a little more prominent in the last couple of years. But I think Marco Gonzalez, that's a good play.
So as we continue the debate about which is better, the NHL playoffs or the NBA playoffs, I mean, the stat of the week is for the first time in the history of the four major North American sports, every division winner was knocked out in the first round. Can you think about that? Never in the history of baseball, football, basketball, or hockey. And that's why these NHL playoffs are so unbelievable.
I do think the networks probably aren't crazy about NBC, but like Carolina, Columbus. Like last night, you'd love to have the star power of Ovechkin and the Capitals advancing. And I guess if Oshie were playing, it would have been more fun for St. Louis when they win the Cup. You know, you want to beat Oshie. But if you're a Blues fan who's looking at all of the potential matchups, players can't do this, you can't look ahead. But a lot of really good teams have disappeared from the entire playoff landscape. So if you're dreaming big, and again, if it doesn't happen, then you'll say, God, we had it. It was right there. It was wide open. A lot of really good teams are already gone.
Boy, do we have a great audience. Ian Cole, Colorado. Of course you forgot that, Martin. And Roman Polak with the Sharks.
Oh, still alive. Yes. Well, I was going to get to that in our next hour. Charlie and I were going to do
it. Hour. He says the really good material.
Well, in fact, Strick
Ian
and I.
Cole commentary.
Strick was talking about Roman Polak yesterday with the great Don't Open That Door.
One of the best lines ever by Mr. Hitchcock. All right. Let's see what else. So, Brian, we have one more bit of business, I think.
I'm not sure if we do. Do we? Oh, you want to tell us about Lakeside Roofing, Frank?
Lakeside Roofing.
Sponsor of the commish.
Yep. They were established in 1972. Solid reputation for excellence in the roofing industry. Their philosophy is focused around a relentless commitment to customer service, quality products, and outstanding workmanship. Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive pricing. They feature the finest quality roofing materials, and they provide expert installation. Call the professionals at Lakeside Roofing for your home or business. That's 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com.
And what's the countdown now? We're only 8.5 hours away from playoff hockey.
Get those naps in.
8 hours. Charlie and I were saying last night, it is what it is, just kind of over it. But three of the first five are the dreaded 8:30 start.
Just keep them the weekends. I'm cool if you're going to do a Friday, Saturday night, 8:30. I'm cool with that. Weekdays, that's obnoxious.
The prodigal saying he's found a guy that's worse than me, that he wants the Arizona Cardinals to blow their draft. The two of you need to do a show about hating pro football teams that left St. Louis. See, actually, prodigal.
So that person hates the Big Red, is what he's saying?
Yeah, which I could care less about the Big Red. I don't disparage them. But 90% of the people, prodigal, are kind of with me that are against the Rams. You are one of the obscure in the 10%, okay? All right.
There was a Rams Live conversation going on. Did you see that on Twitter last night? Kevin Demoff was taking your calls and emails, and I feel like the fan page may have missed the moment there.
That was the funniest thing.
Chance to ruin a Kevin Demoff discussion.
Tell the story for the people who don't know about Kevin Demoff.
Kevin Demoff was doing some, it wasn't necessarily NPR, but it was basically a public broadcast Facebook Live event with someone. And, you know, they posted, hey, this is shortly after the team moved. Rams CEO, Kevin Demoff will be participating in this. We'll take your questions live as the interview progresses. And so someone finds it, sends it to the TMA fan page. They post it on that, so thousands of St. Louis Rams fans see it. So as the interview goes on, people are asking just the worst, dirtiest, most disgusting questions imaginable about Kevin Demoff and Stan Kroenke. So the interview lasts maybe 5 minutes. It is for something
they
that
took
I'm,
it over. They ruined
something
it.
That I'm sure they were hoping would last a half hour, 45 minutes is done in like five. It was the funniest thing.
We're proud of you, St. Louis.
Yes, thank you.
Coveted Hour is coming right next here on 590 The Fan.